Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
From a sermon by our Father among the saints, Augustine. Having seen Lazarus as one raised from the dead, for the fame of so great a miracle wrought by the Lord had been accompanied far and wide with so much evidence of its genuineness, that it had been so openly performed that they could neither keep secret what had happened nor deny it. Observe then the plans which the Jews devised. The chief priests planned to put Lazarus to death also. O foolish thought and blinded rage! Could not the Lord Christ, who raised a dead man to life, raise one that was slain? When you inflict death upon Lazarus, will you at the same time rob the Lord of his power? And if it does seem to you that a dead man is one thing, a man murdered is another, observe that the Lord did both. He raised Lazarus, who was dead, and he raised himself, who was put to death. Now the next day, the great crowd which had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, took branches of palm and went forth to meet him. And they cried out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Palm branches are used as tokens of praise to signify victory, because the Lord was about to overcome death by dying, and by the trophy of the cross to triumph over the devil, the prince of death. The multitude was uttering these words of praise to him, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. What a cross of mental suffering for the envy of the Jewish rulers to endure, when so great a multitude proclaimed Christ their King. But what was it to the Lord to be King of Israel? What great thing was it for the King of ages to become the King of men? For Christ was not King of Israel to exact tribute, or to arm a body of men with the sword, or to subdue visible foes, but King of Israel, that he might rule souls, and counsel them regarding eternity, that he might lead to the kingdom of heaven such as believe in him, hope in him, and love him.